The Winter Olympics are a global showcase of winter sports. But could the future of that global showcase and winter sports generally be affected if global warming intensifies? Jeremy Jones is a professional snowboarder and founder of the international advocacy group Protect Our Winters, which has a mission to, quote, help passionate outdoor people protect the places and lifestyles they love from climate change. A number of athletes at the Beijing Winter Olympics are also part of Protect Our Winters. Jeremy Jones, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. You founded Protect Our Winters back in 2007. Can you tell us about your career up till then and what prompted you to found the organization?
Yeah, so I fell in love with snowboarding at a young age, and by 16 I was on the pro tour competing internationally, and then I fell in love kind of in my early 20s in taking my snowboard to these remote mountains, places like Alaska, and making snowboard films of me riding these mountains that had never been snowboarded before. And then along the lines of that journey is when I started seeing changes to the mountains that coincided with what scientists were telling us, which is the world is warming and we need to limit our CO2 emissions.
Yeah, obviously the causation of specific environmental changes is, you know, often complicated and contested, but it's fascinating that you were really observing changes in the work that you were doing. Can you tell us what you were seeing on the ground?
Yeah, just seeing things like rain to the top of mountains that nobody had seen before in January, which is in the middle of our winter, glacier receding at a rapid rate. Like places in Europe, they've been documenting glacier retreat for a while, and you can literally stand at the toe of the glacier, see where it was in 1950, 1951, so on and so forth, and you see this slow retreat, and then in the 2000s, it really accelerates. So those would be a couple examples of things that I was seeing.
President Barack Obama named you a champion of change for your work in this area back in 2013, Jeremy Jones. What exactly does Protect Our Winters do as an organization?
Our goal is to mobilize what we call the outdoor state. You know, in the U.S. alone, for example, there's 50 million people that identify with the outdoors, and it's a huge part of their life. And to recreate in those outdoors, they need clean air, clean water, and a healthy planet. And it also, we recognize that it's a massive industry. I live in a town that we have 9 ski areas. So when those ski areas are working, when we have air to breathe, which in the summer we now have forest fire issues, our economy cranks, and you close that ski area or you can no longer go outside, and the ripple effects of that are significant.
Yes, indeed. And indeed, the potential impact of climate change and global warming on particular locations and indeed host cities of Winter Olympics has been the subject of a study by the University of Waterloo in Canada recently, which looked at climate change and the future of the Winter Olympic Games. It says that the frequency of unfair and unsafe conditions for athletes has increased over the last 50 years across 21 Olympic Winter Games host locations. Do you see a connection between environmental changes and athlete safety?
So I can't speak to specifically what they're dealing with, but we are seeing extreme weather events. You know, my focus is backcountry snowboarding, so avalanches are very prevalent. And for example, in Austria this past weekend, they had record snowfall followed by record temperatures. There were 75 avalanche rescues. Sadly, 20 people died in avalanches this weekend in Austria. And so that's an example of we are seeing things happen in the mountains that we've never seen before, and that's coming from weather scenarios that we haven't seen before. From, record snow totals, it could be followed by record warming or kind of just that the extremities of weather. And we're seeing it in the mountains.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Jeremy Jones, founder of Protect Our Winters, the international advocacy group. And Jeremy, I understand very clearly from what you've said that your constituency is really the whole of what you've described as the outdoor estate. But I was interested also as a sports person, the Beijing Olympics is the first Winter Olympics that's relied almost 100% on artificial snow. What's your perspective on the use of sort of things like artificial snow and technologies to create the conditions for winter sports?
Yeah, it's a little concerning to say, you know, where you go and say, you know what, there's no snow here. We're going to create a snowy environment. That's much different than say, you know, like I mentioned in my community, where maybe we don't have the snow, but in order to keep the lifts running, it's kind of this band-aid to blow snow to get us through these storms. But it's not a fix-all. For example, traditionally, you know, our resorts open towards the end of, middle to end of November. This year, we had no snow, and even, you know, December 10th, which would have been a say a busy weekend in my area, none of the lifts were open. Even though they have the best technology for snowmaking, you still need the cold temps, and we're not getting the cold temps. So it's a band-aid, it's not a fix-all, and it's, you know, in a perfect scenario, it's not something that we need to rely on to slide on snow.
And I suppose creating fake snow, etc., itself has environmental repercussions, I think. Is that right?
They do, absolutely. But I think the big thing that we need to focus on is, I mean, you take these Olympic Games, and that's an easy thing to point at. But I also, you know, the larger issue to me is watching the opening ceremonies and seeing this talk from the head of the IOC, and the theme is snow, and to not mention a single word about climate change and the dangers that we face for the long-term health of our sport and the communities that revolve around that is a huge miss. And at Protect Our Winters, we would love to see all the sponsors for the Olympic Games, all the countries, all the athletes say it is the time is now. We need to do everything we do to move away from fossil fuels, embrace clean energy, and start reducing the CO2 levels that scientists have been crystal clear that we need to do for a long time now.
The International Olympic Committee has announced a decision to make the Olympic Games what they describe as climate positive from 2030, making host countries obliged to minimize and compensate for carbon emissions. Do you see that as a step in the right direction, or what else would you like to see done?
That's a great positive step, and we need to tackle this issue from all facets, from transportation to food to how we get our energy, and it's a step in the right direction. I mean, a big thing is, you know, in the U.S. where I'm from, and a lot of these places around the world, is we are so heavily subsidizing fossil fuels, the very thing that scientists tell us clearly is killing us. And I would rather see that energy focused on doing everything we can to bring clean energy online.
I think it's fair to say that in recent years, the ability of professional or high-profile sports people to speak out on political issues has increased. But Jeremy Jones, have you found that some of the athletes who have been a part of Protect Our Winters have encountered resistance or pushback for their stances on climate change?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we, you know, and I think that Canada and Australia and the US, it would be places where we have the loudest climate deniers out there, because, you know, the fossil fuel has been creating these climate deniers for a long time. And but the reality is that it is really a minority. A recent study showed it's about 7% of the U.S. that are really staunch climate deniers. But they're loud, and athletes are not used to getting yelled at. And you know, we always get the stay in your lane, stick to skiing, stick to snowboarding. But the reality is, when you see what, you know, this snow and winter and jeopardy and our whole life is based around it, that's a really hard thing to do. And I can tell you, there is not a single athlete at the Olympics who is a climate denier, because anyone that gets to that level is out in the mountains every day and they are seeing the effects of climate change.
Now, Jeremy, you're also the father of two young snowboarders, and obviously climate change is an issue which is going to affect them even more. What are your concerns about the future of winter sports, perhaps for future pro athletes like your kids?
It's horrible. I'm also a business owner. I own a snowboard company. And so, it's funny. I started it to protect my lifestyle, but then I realized that, you know, we're protecting the livelihood of this huge industry and, what drives so much of these towns. But the reality is, as sad as that is, I had a scientist come up to me recently and say, if we continue on this path, your grandkids will be the last skiers in the Tahoe Basin, which is, you know, a mecca for winter sports. And, you know, that is sickening. But what, as I've learned, is snow and glaciers are so critical to our water supply. It's 70% of the water for California's crops comes from snowmelt, and it's really this perfect aquifer. And that, you know, California feed, you know, we get 50% of our country's food from that. So what happens when we no longer have this perfect aquifer of snow, and we're seeing it? Across the West, every reservoir, you know, you see these docks that are up on dry land and what have you. I mean, we're playing a really dangerous game, and it's clear we need to do everything we can to try to slow down climate change.
Well, good on you for mobilizing the constituency of the outdoor estate and the efforts of Protect Our Winters. Jeremy Jones, thank you so much for speaking with us on Sunday Extra.
Appreciate the opportunity, and have a great day.
Jeremy Jones is a professional snowboarder and founder of the international advocacy group Protect Our Winters.